Today's daf is Chulin daf Chav Ches. We left off on daf Chav Ches on the base, the last few words of the page at Tashma. Today's shir is sponsored L'zuchus Erefor Shalema for Gittel Bas Miro Shishrav Erefor Shalema B'soch Shar Chole Yisrael. So again, we're holding on the end of daf Chav Ches on base, and we're in the middle of a topic we're discussing. We know that certain you require rov of the Simen Echad for an oaf, rov of Shnei Simanim for a behema. What if you have exactly chatzi? Does chatzi count as rov? And we're not only asking about shechita. In fact, we may not be asking about shechita at all, but about kolatara kula in general. Whenever you need rov, is a chatzi considered like a rov? So yesterday we had two rayas. Today we're going to have two more rayas, and then the Gemara is going to come to some sort of maskana as far as where the machlokas even exists, where the discussion even exists, whether chatzi is like a rov or not. And then the Gemara is going to move on to another discussion that our Mishnah had mentioned, this idea of rov echad ba'of and rov shnayim b'behema twice within the same Mishnah. So why does it have to mention it twice? So the Gemara says that's not a difficult question. It's obvious that it has to mention it twice. One to tell us about shechitas chulin and the other to tell us about shechitas kadshim. But the difficulty is which line in the Mishnah is about shechitas chulin and which line is about shechitas kadshim. So the Gemara is going to have, I think it's four or five different rayas about which line is talking about shechitas chulin and which one is talking about Shechitas Kodshim. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to parenthetically bring up the idea that a Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim does all of the Avodos, and therefore if someone else if someone else finishes the Shechita, that may be okay, even though Kohen Gadol does everything. And what does that tell us about the finishing of the Shechita? And then we're going to get into a discussion that's going to go into tomorrow's daf of whether Yeshan L'Shechita Mitchila Vatsof or Ein L'Shechita El L'Basof. Is the Maisa Shechita defined as only the very last bit that makes it kosher, or is it from beginning to end it all defined as the Maisa Shechita? The Gemara is going to try to find a nafkamina, meaning what does that mean? L'may nafkamina la'alacha, how do you define what's called the Shechita, whether the Shechita is already mitchila or the Shechita is only basof? And the Gemara is going to bring rayas back and forth. We're not going to have all the rayas in today's daf, but we'll have the first couple of rayas in today's daf, whether yesh on the Shechita mitchila basof or ein on the Shechita el basof. Before we begin, I just want to mention, I got an email from someone yesterday that I told a Maisa about the stipler when Rav Simon asked him about gematrias, and the stipler said, you know, L'may nafkamina, where I got my gematrias, that it doesn't really paint a full picture of who the stipler was. That you always have to be careful when you say stories, but also when you listen to stories, that you don't judge an entire person based on one Maisa. Certainly, Gedolei Yisrael have different personalities from each other. No one would argue that the stipler was the same as Rav Shlomo Zalman, who was the same as Rabbi Kiva Eger. People have different personalities, but to take just one Maisa and say, oh, so he was a tough person, this is a person who had a difficulty communicating with people. He was deaf, he couldn't even hear anybody, and all he wanted to do was sit and learn, and he was completely parush, and yet he sat there meeting hundreds of people every day listening to the Torah of Klal Yisrael. So he wasn't fuzzy, but it was difficult to connect to a person who yet he worked very hard. So a person should always take the bigger picture into account. Not that the Maisa is not true, but I don't think it's a reflection necessarily on who the disciple was. Never Chas V'Shalom wanted to give the impression of anything negative about the stipler. Okay, so let's begin. Tashma, we're at the third raya. It's the last line on the page. Third raya. Tashma. And again, we're trying to prove what the status of chatzi is. Is chatzi like rov, or is chatzi not like rov? Shachar chatzi gargeres, v'shaba kadei shechita acheres. You shecht half of the kana, and then you have a shihia, you wait enough time to do another shechita, v'gamra, and then you go back and you finish it off. And Rashi points out on the top, kasal kadei tach b'behema kai d'boi rov shnayim. We're assuming right now that we're talking about shechitas behema, where shechting one simon is not going to be enough. You need rov shnayim by a behema. So then shechitas ksher, your shechitas kasher. V'yam mechzal mechzal kirov. But if you hold by shechting the first half of the gargeres, yeah, that's ki'ilu, you shechted rov of that one simon. Itrafala, you've already made it a trefa. So then when you do a shi'ia and you come back and you finish, too late, the animal's already a trefa. So why in the world would it be shechitas ksheira? So it must be that mechzal mechzal is not like a rove. Says the Gemara, no, your assumption is wrong. Mi savrit pi behema? Lo, but oaf. We're not talking about a behemo. We're talking about an oaf. Where all you need is simen echad. So if you shechted a chati simen and then you had a shehiya and then you came back and finished that simen echad, well, mimanavshach. Im mechzal mechzal karov. It's going to be kosher no matter what. Because if you hold mechzal mechzal like a rov, havalei ruba. You already did a rov shechita. Whatever you do after your shehiya doesn't matter. It's like cutting your meat when you're eating it with a knife. It doesn't make a difference. You can do whatever you want with it at that point. Im mechzal mechzal eino karov. And if mechzal mechzal is not like rov, love a little klum. You didn't do anything. You didn't make it a treifa either. So miman of shuk, it's going to be kosher, and therefore it's not a raya in one direction or the other, whether mechzal mechzal is karov or not karov. So Tashma says Gemara raya number 4. Haresha yachatzi kana pogum. Let's say half of the kana was already pogum. It was already cut halfway. Vahosavil of kolshu. So all you did is you added a kolshu to put it over the top to make it 51%. Vagamro, and you've therefore completed the shchita, shchitas akshera. Viyamit mechzal mechza kerov, trefa avya. But if you hold mechzal mechza kerov, when you find it half sliced, half cut, half open, in the animal's already a trefa. So Amrava, shiny lean trefa to be in rov hanir leinayim. No, hilchas trefos is different. When it comes to hilchas trefos, it's only going to be a trefa when it's a rov hanir leinayim. So even though a din, there's a din that mechzal mechza is like rov, but that's not, din is not true when it comes to trefos, because by trefos you need rov hanir leinayim. Says Rashi, how do we define the term rov hanir leinayim? Kalomar rov gamur shehu nikr. It has to be an absolute rov that is recognizable. Now, what exactly does that mean? An absolute rov that's recognizable. In Shulchan Aruch we pass in Yerdeh Simen Chaf Aleph that if you shecht rov simen echad ba'of rov shnayim bebehema or bechaya shchitas ukshera, as long as when you measure it you find that you shechted rov. That even if it's kichuta sa'ara, more than a chatzi, even if it's just a hair above a chatzi, that's considered shenishchat ruba, that you've shechted rov of it. So that's kosher. Says the Taz that shitas Rashi in our sugya and other Rishonim is that you need a rov gomor hanikrle einayim shuhu rov. Not enough that you could just measure it and it will turn out to be a rov. It has to be something that you can eyeball it, and by looking at it you could tell immediately that it's a rov. So the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Beis that Rov HaNikr means that it's Nikr LeMeirachok Rov Gadol. That even looking at a distance, you could see that it's a significant Rov without looking so carefully. Rov HaNir LeInayim is that you can tell with the naked eye, but looking at it carefully, whether it's a Rov or a Mechza. And when it's more than Chatzi, that's considered Rov HaNir LeInayim. Therefore, says Radvaz, whenever we say Rov Stam or rova nir leinayim, it means a little bit more than chatzi. Unless we're told that you need a rova nikr, then you need a lot more than chatzi. And he's medayik from the Rishonim that if you're able to measure the rov only through specialized instruments that can measure things with great precision, so we're sumach on that rov midal raisa, because at the end of the day it still is a rov. So this is a big discussion in Poskim about what the status is when something is measured. Something can only be ascertained by using specialized instruments such as a magnifying glass, a microscope. Is that considered ri'iyah, that it's rov anir leinayim, that you can see it, that you can see that it's a rov? In Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Simlan Beis, Ilchas Tfilin, it's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Salachal Moshe Misinai, that Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh need to be merubaos. They need to be squared. Bein bitfiros, bein bebayis atzmo, bein betitura, whether it's the base of the tefillin, the bayis of the tefillin, the tefiros of the tefillin, the stitching of the tefillin, they all need to be mirubaos. And what is ribua? So ribua is if for each amma on the side you'd have an amma v'shnei chumshi amma ba'alachson, meaning if you have to figure out if something's a square, say a squared plus b squared equals c squared, right? That's how you figure out the diagonal of the square. So in halacha we say not a squared plus b squared equals c squared, but if you have a square, the length of the side is 1.4 would be the alachson, would be the angle. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, That's not the same as a squared plus b squared equals c squared. That's a little bit off. 1 to 1.4, it's not, it's close, but it's not exactly the same. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, why does the Gemara say that way? The Gemara knew how to do the geometry. The Gemara knew how to measure properly, but it's trying to tell us that you don't have to be that precise in halacha. That the halacha allows for a certain lack of precision. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. That's why throughout all of Shas, we always assume that pi equals 3. We know that pi does not equal 3. Pi is 3.14, and then seven, many other other digits. So how can we say pi equals 3? We can end up, if we're trying to measure for Erev and for Sukkah, we're trying to measure the size of something, and we're using pi as 3, we're going to be off in terms of our measurement. Says Yeruch Shulchan, yes, but it's an acceptable mistake. You don't have to have with exact precision. That's what the Yeruch Shulchan writes. So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in Yardei Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Chaf, Osei, that he heard in the name of the Briska Rav, that there's a maila to measure your tefillin with a microscope, to see that it's exactly merubah. So he says, if the Briska Rav in fact said that, he didn't speak to the Briska Rav, he doesn't know, he just heard that the Briska Rav said such a thing. He says it must be that the Briska Rav was concerned that the batim machers were not trying to, were not being careful enough to measure precisely. So if we make it a thing that we're going to measure with a microscope, so the batim machers will be more careful about measuring at least what's near Leinayim. But he said, the halacha, clearly you don't need to measure with a microscope. La halacha, clearly it's whatever it is near Leinayim. In fact, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Chuvas Yaivitz in Chelk Beis in Kuf Chav Dalet says that if you check a fruit with a magnifying glass and you find tolaim in the fruit, only using the magnifying glass, he says it's all aser. But in Tuv Tam Vidas, he says, what are you talking about? Why in the world would it be aser? He says, you know how many bugs there are in everything? In the water we drink, in the air we breathe, there are all sorts of microscopic organisms. So you're going to have to measure by that standard? Impossible that you would have to measure by such a standard. And that's what a number of the poskim say. The same is true when checking an esrog. That why would you have to look through a magnifying glass to look if your esrog is chaser, if there's something wrong with your esrog? In fact, as Rav Moshe discusses, what about checking a posek is looking at Shaila and Hilchus Nida, an Eda Baduk. So let's say you can only see the dam if you're using a magnifying glass. So Rav Moshe says, you don't have to look with a magnifying glass. And if you see the dam only with a magnifying glass, guess what? That's called that there is no dam. That's not something that's actually there. Happens even Nissen Krelitz and Chutshani says that, no, you don't have to check with a magnifying glass. But if you do and you see dam, then it is there. He says, because the idea, he says, with the bugs, you know, you don't have to use a magnifying glass or a microscope to look for bugs, because there will always be bugs. So obviously, the Torah didn't answer those kinds of bugs. But and that's a constant. But when it comes to Dam Nida, it's not a constant. Not every time a woman does a bedika is there going to necessarily be Dam, even Al Yaday, a magnifying glass. And therefore, he says, if you know that it's there, it's an Iruah that happened, it's some event that happened, and one must be Choshesh for it if you find it, but you don't have to go looking for it. But Pashtus is that whenever we talk about requiring anything, a rove or anything, it does not require that we look with extraordinary measures, that we look as far as the human eye is able to see. So says Gemara Vaitanau, Amalei Abayi v'lo kol d'cheinu, Uma trefa d'bimashu mitrefa, Hechad bin ruba bin rova nir le'nayim, if when it comes to ilchus trefus, where even a kol shehu, a puncture, a hole, the size of a kol shehu, is enough to make something a trefa. And nevertheless, whenever we require a rove, we need a rove anir leinayim, shchita da'adik aruba, lo miskashra by shchita, where the din is rove, then lo kol shchita bin rove anir leinayim. Then for shchita, you should for sure need a serious rove, a rove that is discernible. And a mechza al mechza should not be good enough. You should require more than mechza al mechza. Ella dukuli alma mechza al mechza, eino karov. Now, we have to assume that everyone holds Mechzal Mechza is not like a rove in general. V'chiyitmar d'rav u'd'rav kahana, this whole machlokas where the Mechzal Mechza karov or not karov has nothing to do with Shechita. By Shechita, it's ain't a karov. You need a rove anir leinayim. You need more than 50% for Shechita. It's a kavul chomer from Treifa. Of course you need more than 50%. The whole machlokas is the inyan Pesach itmar, is as far as the halachs of Karm Pesach. Because the halacha is that a rove of the tzibur is tameh on the Pesach Rishon, they're allowed to bring the Karm Pesach Betumah. But if it's only a miut of the Tzibur that's Tamei and Pesach Rishon, then that miut of the Tzibur has to wait until Pesach Sheni. But you're not allowed to bring a Betumah. What if 50% of the tzibur is tameh and Pesach Rishon, and 50% is tahar. That's where we have the machlokas. Hareisha, you saw mechza tahar, mechza tameim. Rav amr mechzal mechza kirov. Rav says that mechzal mechza has a din of a rov, and therefore the tahorim are also in the atzman b'tahara, and the tameim are also in the atzman b'tuma, and the tameim do not have to wait for Pesach Sheni like yechidim. Rav Kana amr mechzal mechza. And Rav Kana says, not like a rov, and therefore it's considered like they're a minority of Klal Yisrael that are tameh, and they therefore have to wait till Pesach Sheni until they can bring the Karban Pesach. Vahasa my time with the Rav, and what's the basis of Rav's Shita? Tichsiv ish ish kiya tameh l'nefesh. Ish nidche ve'in tzibur nidachin. That an ish is nidche lepesach sheni, but a tzibur is not nidche lepesach sheni. Rashi points out, t'chsiv ish ish ki etamei, yidche l'sheni upalga nihi deruba lo mikri, mir mechal yichi denafki levelo midchu. It's true, chatzi is not a rov, but chatzi is not ish either. So ish is already outside, ish is, has to mean less than half. And that's what? That's why, according to Rav, if you have even mechza, the mechza can bring it pituma. If mechza of Klal Yisrael is tameh, they are allowed to bring it pituma. A couple of points that are raised by Tosfos over here. First of all, in Tosfos Dibur Masla Dukuli Alma Mechza Al Mechza, Eino Karov, asks Tosfos, Vim Tomer de Perkame de Irvin Paskinon Kirav Papa, Da Amr Paritz Ka Omid Mutter, Vayanir Lechalik Bin Shari Surin Bedavar Hatali Bechius, Ilav de Maisi Alola El de Tanur. So says Tosos, wait a second, we're going to say everyone agrees Mechzal Mechza is Eino Karov. In Hilchos Erevin we have Beferish not that way. We pass like Rav Papa, Paritz Ka'omeid Mutter. Let's say your Mechitza is exactly 50-50. 50 wall and 50 opening, breach. What do you assume? Do we assume that that counts as a wall or not? Halacha is that's Mutter, that counts as a wall. I thought we said Mechzal Mechza is Eino Kirov. So it says Tosfos, you know, Misvara I would have been Mechalik, that there's a difference between Shechita, where it's all about is the animal dead? Have you killed the animal? Versus something that's not related to Hilchos Shechita, versus Halachos of Erev, and that when it comes to Shechita, it all depends on the Metzius of the Chius of the animal. It depends on the physiology of the animal. He says, I would have said that, if not for the fact that in our discussion of Shechita, the Gemara brought a Raya from a Kli Cheres that breaks in half, where it breaks exactly in half, and what the Tumah and Taharah status of a Kli Cheres is. That's obviously not a physiological issue that we're dealing with. So that answer doesn't work. And then says Tosfos Gam Tema Deberivin Lo Maisi Lava Hanu Demaisi Asam Lo Maisi Acha. He says it's so unbelievable that you have these two sugyas in Shas that both deal with Mechzal Mechza, and none of the same rayas are brought. Over here we don't mention anything about Erevin. In Erevin we don't mention anything over here. Over here we're bringing four rayas. None of these rayas are mentioned in Erevin. In Erevin we're bringing a bunch of rayas. None of those rayas are mentioned here. There's got to be some separate issue that it's just hard to understand why it's a separate issue, but it sounds like it's a separate issue. V'shami yesh l'chalik da'acha isr v'tumah v'hasam l'ni mechitzos v'lo dami. Tosfos doesn't really explain. He says over here it's an isr and tumah, over there it's mechitzos, and you can't compare the two. So difficult to understand. Tosfos sort of leaves it as at that. You know, in the Teferes Yaakov, he's bothered by the kasha of Tosfos when it comes to the mitzvah of. I'm sorry. No, that's on the next Tosfos. The Rashba writes that we have that mechitza is a totally different story. I mean, he adds to what Tosfos doesn't elaborate in his answer, but mechitza is a totally different story because mechitza is hilchos gemirila. The halacha of mechitza is halacha l'moshe misinai. So just like we have a din of lavud and anything else by hilchos mechitza, gorasa, korachas, all the normal halachas of hilchos mechitza are hilchos gemirila. So and by schach as well. So paritz kolmed is mutter. That's a din in hilchos mechitza. So that's how the Rashba writes over here. Second issue to deal with Tosfos in the very next Tosfos ish nidcha vein tzibur nidachin says Tosfos tema the parakam of the Sanhedrin gabi voltesa se isha hu darshinan ish v'isha atamotzi l'sharecha. We take the same word ish, and what do we darshin? That ish v'isha atamotzi l'sharecha v'i atamotzi kol hashevet kulo l'sharecha. Over here we're saying, oh, Ish tells me, but not Rov Yisrael. Rov Yisrael is not Ish. Over there, Ish tells me, not a shevet, which is less than rov of all of Klal Yisrael. So how do I know, when does Ish tell me not rov Klal Yisrael, and when does Ish tell me just not rov shevet? So says Tosfos, Yishlomer da hasa matzinu shechilik hakasuv ben yachad the merubim mishum ir bi alma li inyan ir ani dachas lefichach mustaver lechalik mishum shevet v'lomer d'lomikri ish inami tuvi ish v'ishik siv yasum. So Tosfos has two possible answers. Number one, over there we're talking about avodah zarah. There is a din of avodah zarah that relates to the shevet. Right, so there is such an inyan when it comes to Ir Nidachas. Whereas over here by Korban Pesach, we don't find any din that relates to the Shevet per se. It's a Klal Yisrael issue. And second, Tosfos says, it could be that the word Ish just appears so many times there that it's coming to tell me more than just not Rov Klal Yisrael. So we take it that extra level where we say it's relating to even less than Rov Klal Yisrael, but less than even Rov of a Shevet. So on this, the Tiferes Yaakov says he doesn't even understand the question. What is Pesach, which is a mitzvah that includes all of Klal Yisrael and not divided amongst Ayaros and Shvatim, have to do with a makom of judgment, which meaning with a Beis Din, where Batei Din you need, because Shevet v'Shevet, they have their own Shoftim, their own Batei Din, so of course it's a matter relating to that Shevet. Ein Beis Din Shel Shevet Echad, Don Shevet Acher. One Shevet's Beis Din is not supposed to judge another Shevet. So it's pashut that you can't be memayit from Ish, that it's a Klal Yisrael issue. Obviously, it's a Shevet issue. So that's what the Tiferes Yaakov points out, that even the comparison is difficult to understand in the first place. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. We're at the two dots, about 600 before they get wide. Rov Echad Ba'of. So we had mentioned a couple of times in the Mishnah that Rov Simen Echad Ba'of is enough to make it kosher. So I asked the Gemara, why mention it a couple of times? Tanina Chadazimna. Rubo Shalachar Kamohu. We already said Rubo Shalachar Kamohu. Why do you then have to say Rov Echad Ba'of? We need the line twice in the Mishnah, one to tell me by Chulin and the other to tell me that the same is true by Kachim. Had we only been told the din of Rov by Chulin, I would say, yeah, by Chulin, where you have no need for the dam, you just need to get a kosher shechita, but you're not going to use the dam for anything. So, yeah, so then Rov is good enough. But by kachim, where you're trying to extract the blood, because that's the ikar part of the carbon is the blood. That's what your zorik on the mizbeach. So the blood, I would think you'd have to cut it entirely. That rov is not enough, so you could drain as much blood as possible. V'yeshmin kachim, and had we only been told the dinner of rov by kachim, mishum dildamu tzarech, avuchulun dildam lo tzarech, even pal gesagilei. I would have thought by chulin, you don't even need rov. Even half would be good enough, because by chulin, you don't need the dam. Come ashmalon. That's why it has to tell me twice that Rov is good enough. One, to tell me that Rov is required by Chulin and Chatzi is not enough. And the other, by Kachim, that Rov is good enough for Kachim and you don't need Kula when it comes to Kachim. Great, so that's why we have the halacha twice in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, hey b'chulin v'hei b'kachim. But which of these halachos is about chulin and which one is about kachim? Meaning, which line in the Mishnah is about chulin and which line is about the din of rov b'kachim? Which begs the question, who cares, right? What difference does it make? You have two lines in the Mishnah. We know the halacha. The halacha is true by chulin. The halacha is true by kachim. How do we even know that there is a specific line that's about chulin, that's about kachim? The Mishnah mentioned it twice to tell me about chulin and kachim. So this is something that the Rishonim are bothered by. And the Rishonim suggest, the Ramban, the Rashba, Tosarash, that nafkamina might be about hey b'chulin, hey b'kachim, is if the Reisha is talking about kachim, then Rabbi Yehuda's shita in the Reisha that you need to shecht the veridim would also only be a din by kachim, because ledamut tzarech. But by chulin, maybe you don't have to shecht the veridim. Another nafkamina the Rishonim raise, let's say you shecht shnei behemos bebas achas, that the Seifa talks about. We didn't have that yet, but it's the next Mishnah, so that we call the Seifa, the next Mishnah, which is a hemshech of the Seifa. If the Seifa is talking about kachim, then maybe by chulin it's mutar lecharchila to shecht shnei behemos bebas achas. And maybe that's only then by kachim that you're not allowed to do it. So there may be nafkaminas, whether the Reish is talking about chulin and the Seifa kachim, or vice versa. So Amar Rav Kahana Mistavra Reisha B'chulin V'Seifa B'Kachim. That the Reisha is talking about Chulin and the Seifa is talking about Kachim. How do we know this? The Gemara is going to have four different ways that we know this to be true. So number one, Mimai. Midiktani, first way, Hashochet. It says Hashochet. But if the Reisha is talking about Kachim, by an oath, you're not shochet an oath of Kachim. Hamolek mi bayalei. It should talk about doing Malika on the oath. Elamais. It says, but wait, how does that solve anything? Seifa b'kachim. So what are you going to say? So the Seifa must be talking about kachim? Look at the words the Seifa uses. Shchitaso k'sheira. Melikaso k'sheira mibayilei. But according to you, that the Seifa is talking about kachim, it should have used the words melikaso k'sheira. So it says, halo kasha. That wouldn't bother us so much, because I did to solve mibayimah, tananami shchitaso k'sheira. In the Seifa, the last thing we mentioned was behema, so we mentioned shchitaso k'sheira, because the behema is kachim, gets shchita as well. El reisha michti al ov kai. But in the reisha, it's going right on the word oaf, and Isak Adait of Kachim. So if we're talking about Kachim, Hamolik mi Bayulay. It shouldn't have said Ashochet, it should have said Hamolik. That's how I know the ratio is about Kulin, the safe is about Kachim. I would have said, you know, just a simplest answer. I don't know, you know, we're learning Mesechus Kulin. So the default position is that all the Mishnayos are about Kulin until we're told otherwise. So naturally, I would have assumed that the first Halach is about Kulin, and then the next Halach is about Kachim. But that's not good. The Gemara doesn't accept that. So it doesn't even entertain that. So the Gemara is second possibility. Rav Simi Barashi Amar Reisha B'chulin Mehacha. How do I know the Reisha Sama B'chulin? Tiktani Echad Ba'ov. Because it says Echad Ba'ov. Now there isn't, that's true by some birds of Kachim, Achad Sa'ov, but in Olas Sa'ov you have to Shecht both Simanim. So it wouldn't be true. So it says Mara, but how does that solve it when you then just move Kachim over to the Seifa? Elamai, Seifa B'Kachim, Rov Echad Ba'ov. Ha'ika Olas Sa'ov to buy Shnei Simanim. How do you read the Seifa to be talking about Kachim? It also mentions only one Simon by an Ov. Says more, my rov echad, rov kal echad v'echad. Rov echad, that it says in the Sefer, doesn't mean rov of one simon, it means rov of each simon. And by all the sof, enachinami, it's shnei simanim. Obedinu, the listening rov shnayim, really it should have said rov shnayim, but kivindik achatas, the sagili b'chad simon, mishamachil opsikle. But it couldn't say rov shnayim, because achatas of still only needs rov echad. So use that lashon of rov echad, which can imply rov shal kal echad v'echad. Third possible way we know the Reisha's Chulin and the Seifa's Kachim, Rav Papa Amar, Reisha B'chul Mehacha. Diktari, Rav Yudah Amar, Ad Sheyishchot Tzavritin, Upligi Rabbanan Alev. Rav Yudah says you have to shecht, you have to cut all the capillaries, all the blood vessels in the neck as well, and the Rabbanan disagree. Well, Eliyam B'shlam B'chulin Shapir. If it's about Chulin, I understand there would be a Machlokas. Eliyam B'Kachim, I might believe Rabbanan Alev, who Atzma L'damu Tzarech. But by Kachim, we already said, the purpose of doing the cutting by Kachim is to get the blood. So if you need to get the blood, why would the Rabbanan disagree? Don't you want to cut all the blood vessels so you can get as much blood as possible? So it wouldn't make sense that the Rabbanan would disagree about Kachim. They would only disagree as far as Chulin is concerned. Fourth possible way, Rav Ashi Amar, Seifa B'Kachim Mehacha. How do I know the Seifa is talking about Kachim? The Katani HaShochet Shnei Roshim Ke'echad Shchitas Ha'Ksheira. The Seifa, meaning the next Mishnah, which is a continuation of the Seifa, says that if you shech two heads at one time, the Shchita is going to be Kasher. HaShochet Yevin L'Chadchil Lo. Which makes sound like, yeah, but you're not supposed to do that l'chadchila. Well, yeah, b'shlam b'kachim, ha'inu do l'chadchila lo. If we're talking about kachim, I understand why I'm not supposed to do that l'chadchila. Mishum detani Rav Yosef, tizbat shlo yishnayim shechtin zevach echad. That we darshan from the pasuk that two people should not shecht one zevach, and tizbachehu shlo yechad shochet shnei zevachim. That one person shouldn't shecht two karbonos at the same time. That's a din by kachim. Vam Rav Kahana tis bechehu ksiv, and therefore you can't learn both of those dinim. Eliam bechulin afilu chalchilinami. But by chulin, what's to stop me from shechting shtei behemos ka'achas, from shechting two animals at the same time? By kachim, we have a gzeres hakasuv, we have a limit from the pasuk that you're not allowed to do it. But by chulin, why not? Why lechalchila would it be a problem? The af from Shem Melakish Sava Reisha Bechulin Maseifa Bekachim. Shem Melakish also holds that the Reisha Sava Bechulin Maseifa Sava Bekachim. Damer of Shem Melakish Mech Shashinu Ruba Shalach Kamo Lama Shashinu Rov Echad Rov Rov Shayim Bebehema. Once we already said Ruba Shalach Kamo in the Reisha, why does the Sefer then have to say Rov Echad Rov Rov Shayim Bebehema? Lefi Shashaninu Evi Lo Asatamir Kartso Umeirak Acher Shchitaso Al Yado. That they would bring the Kohen Gadol, the Korban Tamid, he would make a cut in the animal's neck, and someone else would finish up the shechita. So Yachalom Meirak Yei Pasul, I might have thought that if that doesn't happen with the other guy finishing up the shechita, it's going to be Pasul. Lekach Shaninu, Rov Echad Rov Rov Shayim Bebehema. That's why the second part of our Mishnah says, even by a Karban Tamid, Rov Echad Ba'of Rov Shnayim Bebehema. That as long as the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he's doing the shechita of the Tamid, cuts Rov, that's all you need. You don't need anything beyond him cutting the rove beyond the rove is unnecessary because of the seifa of our Mishnah. Now it's interesting. We said by kachim there's a din that we derive from a pasuk that you're not allowed to shech shnei behemos ka'achas. The Rashash in Maseches Sota on Daf Ches raises a very simple question. Why do I need a drasha to tell me that shechitas shnei zvachim basachas is a problem? It should be also because of a klal we have in all of Shas, enos and mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. In general, you're not allowed to do mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. You're not supposed to bundle mitzvos together. So based on that, the Rashash says, a raya to the Ramban, which is in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Miuchasos Ramban, which is also Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, and Simresh Chav Ches, that you're allowed to be matir kaman nedarim lekama b'nei adam b'bas achas. That you can be matir multiple nedarim, from multiple people took nedarim, all at the same time. Because even though Ataras Nadarim is a mitzvah, so you would think, Enos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, no, if you could do multiple shechitos, shechitos is also a mitzvah, and we would have been allowed to do multiple zvachim, bebasachs, had it not been for a gzeres hakosuv. So you see, it's not a violation of chavilos chavilos. But then you have to explain, why not? Why isn't it a violation of chavilos chavilos? Magen Avram writes in Orchaim, Kuf Mem Zayin, that it's only by mitzvah shel chova, not by mitzvahs of rishus, that we say, Enos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. When you say that it's obligatory, so you just—it looks like, as Rashi explains, that you're just trying to unload as much as you can right now, to just get rid of it. But something that's a rishus anyway, the very idea that you're doing it is shows that you're not just trying to get rid of it. You're doing something you didn't have to do, and therefore the Magen Avraham writes that the Magen Avraham doesn't write, but Lechor would come out according to the Magen Avraham, the drasha not to shech shnei zvachim is only necessary for karbanos of nedava that are not obligatory. But if you have a karban that's mamish achiv, that's mamish an obligation, then I don't need the drasha. It would be included in enos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Lechora, the entire discussion of the Rashash and everything that we just said assumes that enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos is din d'oraisa. Not so pashut at all that it's a din d'oraisa. It sounds like shelo yehei kemasui, that the rabbanon are concerned that the mitzvos are going to look like a masui. It doesn't sound like it's a din d'oraisa, but we're asking, why do I need a drasha? What happened to enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos? Why do I need a drasha? Drashas tell me that it's a problem on a d'oraisa level. Okay, so that's a bit of an issue. Says our bottom line of Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Amar Mar, Yachalo Meirak Yei Pasul, I might have thought that if he doesn't do that if the next guy doesn't finish the Shechita that the Kohen Gadol started, that it's going to be Pasul, which makes it sound like the Marika is also part of the Avoda that has to be done in Kain, Havile Avoda Ba'acher. But wait a second, if that's the case, then part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur is being done by another party who's not the Kohen Gadol. V'tanya, but we have a brisa, kol Avodah Yom Kippur men k'sheres halabau, that Avodah Yom Kippur have to dafka be done by the Kohen Gadol and only by the Kohen Gadol. So how can we say that someone else has to do this Marika and that there's a Havamini that would be possible without it? So hachikamer, yachal ye possible midrabanan. No, the Havamin is only there will be psul drabanan. The Salkadai Khamini psul midrabanan, the Kakshanina Rov Echad Rov Rov Shayim Bebehema, that even on a drabanan level it's not possible. All you need is Rov. Okay, then why do I do it? If it's not even a psul drabanan, why do we even get the other guy involved to do the Marika? Says Gemara, because mitzvah lemarik. It's a mitzvah to be memarik. Which is an interesting idea over here, that we're saying that the Kohen Gadol does everything on Yom HaKippurim, but the Marika is done by somebody else. You know, Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Lichos Shabbos, that a person is allowed to be matil gorolos on Shabbos with banav b'nei beisav. He can make a raffle to determine who's getting the best piece of meat, the first piece of challah, whatever. He can be matil gorolos. As Magen Avraham writes, that to split something into two, Ali de Goral is Asr, but to be Matel Goral, who's going to get to say Kaddish, who's going to get an Ali of the Torah, that's Mutter, because many poskim hold that they were Matel Gorals in the Beis HaMikdash and Yom HaKippurim, Mishochet, Mizorek Es Adam. Whoa, what did the Magen Avraham say? You're allowed to be Matel Gorals on Shabbos, because in the Beis HaMikdash they would be Matel Gorals on Yom HaKippurim, to determine Mishochet Mizorik on Yom HaKippurim. Wait a second, we just said that the Kohen Gadol does everything on Yom HaKippurim. So there was no Gorolos in Yom HaKippurim. What's the riot from the Magen Magen Avram for Yom HaKippurim. So in the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, Chel Gimel Simul Chav Dalet, he says that Avodas Yom HaKippurim was all done by the Kohen Gadol, like our Gemara says. Kohen Gadol did all the Avodas Yom, be Makti the Kavanos, Makti the Ketores, Meitev Asaneros, but the Kesef Mishnah writes that in the Piyutim that the Gaonim wrote, they do mention a pious on Yom HaKippurim for the Trumas Hadeshen, the Dishum Mizbech HaPnimi, the cleanup jobs, cleaning out the ashes, that kind of thing. Maybe that's what the Magen Avraham writes. Or he says, no, of course there was a Goral on Yom HaKippurim. The whole Ikar Avodah Seir, what was the most poignant part of the Avodah Seir? The Shnei Seirim, a Goral, Seir Echad Hashem, Seir Echad Azazel. That's the Raya of a Goral in Yom HaKippurim. The Achronim are just bothered why the Magen Avraham would bring a Raya from the fact that there's a Goral in Yom HaKippurim. Forget about Yom HaKippurim. He wants to bring a Raya, you're allowed to be Matul Gorals on Shabbos for mitzvah from the fact that there were matul gorals in Yom Kippurim. You're allowed to be matul gorals on Shabbos from the fact that there were matul gorals on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Why do you need to come to Yom Kippurim? They did it on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a difficulty in the Magen Avraham. Why the Magen Avraham would dafka pick Yom Kippurim as the example? Okay, says the Gemara further now. We are at the two dots. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Mishum Levi Saba Einu L'shchita Ela Basov. Shechita only happens basof, only the end of the shechita, where you actually hit the Rov Simanim, the point of Rov Simanim, only then is it considered the act of shechita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yeshan Shechita Mitchil Vatsof. Now the entire thing is all considered a shechita. Amar Rava, Kol Mod Nechad Shechat Siminachad Ovid Chavim, V'Siminachad Yisrael, Shei Psula, everyone would agree that if a Goy Shech Siminachad, and Yisrael Shech to the other Simin, that's going to be possible. Because what the Goy did, Sharei Nasa B'Maisa Trefa, B'Yad Ovid Chavim, the Goy did something significant that turned it into a trefa, and what a guy does doesn't count as a shechita. So even if you say in the shechita l'basof, we still count the beginning of the shechita as something, meaning if a guy does the beginning of the shechita, that can ruin it. But all itself nami echa demalik simenach l'mata v'simenach l'mala psula shreyasu b'maisa chatas of l'mata. And by an all itself, where you need to do malika on shnei simanim on the top of the mizbeach above the chuta sikra. Let's say you did the first simen below the chuta sikra and the second simen above the chuta sikra. That too would for sure be bad. It would ruin it because you did something really significant, something that would have counted for a chatas of in the wrong place. B'psul. The whole machlokas yeshan shchita mitchil v'atzof for in shchita l'besof is if you shacht one simen b'chutz and one simen b'fnim. L'mandi amar yeshan shchita mitchil v'atzof mechayiv. If you hold that the whole thing counts as a ma'aser shchita, you're chayiv for shchutei chutz because you started the ma'aser shchita outside. L'mandi amar in shchita l'besof lo mechayiv. But if you hold only the very end counts as a shchita, then you're not going to be chayiv. Some Rab Bar Simi Marlo Amar Hachi, you should know Mar disagrees. Umanu who's Mar? Rav Yosef. Heicha d'shachat simenachad b'chutz v'simenachad b'fnim nami posel shari asaba maisa chatasov b'chutz. That even if you hold einu l'shchita al basov, if you shacht one simen b'chutz, it's posel because you did something that's significant as far as chatasov would be concerned b'chutz. Lo nechluku el kigon shachat miut simanu b'chutz v'gamru b'fnim. No, you know what the machlok is about yesh l'shchita b'chutz v'atzov v'einu l'shchita al basov is about? If you shacht 49% of the simen outside of the azara, and then the gamro bifnim, then you finish it bifnim. L'manyam yeshon shchitim mitchil v'atzof mechayiv. If you hold the yeshon shchitim mitchil v'atzof, you're chayiv for shchutei chutz. L'manyam yeshon shchitim v'atzof lo mechayiv. But if you hold the yeshon shchitim v'atzof, you're not going to be chayiv. So says Gemara, let's try to bring a raya. Masiv Rabbi Zeira. Anyone who's involved in the preparation of the paraduma is tame enough to be metame the begadim that he's wearing. And if he does any other malacha, he's doing some other malacha while he's doing the shechita or while he's doing the avod, whatever he's doing with the paraduma, he's going to passel the para. Iruba psul b'shechita sa. Bein kodem psula bein liachar psula eina matame begadim. If let's say the para becomes a nevela, so whether that happens before the shechita or after the shechita, he's not matame begadim. The whole thing doesn't count as if he was engaged in the para aduma because this para aduma was never kasher. But haza asa. But let's say they did the shechita, the paradum, and everything was perfectly fine. And then, by the time the sprinkling of the dam came, that's where something got messed up. That he was mazeh seven times kineged the pesach shel heichal, and he somehow messed up in the hazaa. Then kodem psula metama begadim, lachar psuleina metama begadim. Then anything that was before the psul, that's considered that he was involved in the paraduma while it was still kosher, and therefore he's tame enough to be metame his begadim. After the psul is not metame begadim. V'yam yeshon shechita mitchil v'atzof liflugam b'shechitasa. But if shechita is an ongoing process, not just that one moment, shouldn't we be mechalik within the shechita? That irba psul b'shechita kodem psula metame begadim, lachar psuleina metame begadim. That within the shechita, if something happened before the psul, you are metame begadim. If you were involved in the paraduma before the psul, you are metame begadim. After the psul, you're not. Why don't we make that distinction within the shechita? It must be because there's only a single moment of shechita. That is saying the shechita of psul. Some rava niskalkla shechita kamer. No. Even if you say yesh on the shechita mitchil v'atzof, you can't bring a raya from a case where the shechita got messed up, because shiny hasam did gloyim nislam mafreya to love shechita yiklal, because that's a gloyim nislam mafreya that it never really was a shechita. So in a chinami it could be yesh on the shechita mitchil v'atzof, but if you hear there was no shechita because the shechita got messed up, and therefore there never was a shechita in the first place. So that is raya number one. Baruch Hashem will bring further rayas in this machlokas yesh on the shechita mitchil v'atzof or in the shechita tomorrow.